Well, we're Mates for Mates. Mates for Mates is an organisation that supports veterans in the local community. So we look at those veterans and their families who are impacted by service. And this is our coffee catch-up morning. So we do this every Tuesday morning, where veterans who have registered with us can come along, socialise, catch up, and connect with each other. So that's part of the healing process.
So how did you come to be involved with Mates for Mates?
I was Navy and Army for a while, and then I discharged, and my partner in crime, Jack, he was Army for 13 years. And we've only been in the position for 3 weeks now, so we're starting up our wellness centre just around the corner. So that'll be a collaboration between Mates for Mates, Department of Veterans Affairs, Open Arms. And that'll be a centre where people like this can come to us and we can offer those services, whether it be physical rehabilitation, consulting with someone from DVA. Also, my job and Jack's job is to look at social activities, whether it be volleyball, badminton, we're doing Tai Chi, cooking classes, all those kind of things like that, which help these guys heal and connect.
When you say heal, could you elaborate a little bit on what kind of healing is necessary?
Yeah, well, the biggest part of it is being able to get out of the house. Being able to get out of the house and connect with someone who could possibly have the same effects from the service that you may have, and realising that you're not alone. You're not dealing with this by yourself. And, you know, we can offer those services where you can talk to a counsellor, you can talk to a psychologist. And those are the things that help. But this social activity is the first step. Being able to connect with someone, someone who's got the same understandings of what the service was to you. And we've got veterans from all walks of life, all nationalities, all ages. And whether it's a transition issue where you're just coming out of the military and you don't know what to do after that, that's what we offer.
May I ask about your own experience, Chris?
Yeah, well, I did 6 years in the Navy. I was a part of the humanitarian aid for Sumatra Assist. So I helped the Sumatrans and the Banda Aceh people during the tsunami in 2005. I did East Timor in 2006. So that was mostly in the Navy. So I spent a lot of away from home, out of country. And then I spent some time in the Army just after that. And I didn't get to go away with the Army as much as what I did with the Navy, but still had that service under my belt.
If there's an aspect that you need healing, what is it for you?
Mine was transitioning. Mine was, where am I going to find fulfillment in the civilian world? Where was I going to do that? Where was I going to find that connection, that camaraderie, that brotherhood? Was I going to find that in the civilian world? And it's a massive transition. It's a massive, when you're wearing a uniform and you're proud to wear it every day, but you say to yourself, it's time for me. I started a family, I got married, I had a child, and I was tired of going away a lot. So it was that I wanted to change. But, you know, I suffered from depression. I suffered from all that, the isolation, not finding that ability to connect to people socially. And it took a long time for me to ask for help, because veterans were stubborn. We'll sit there and, you know, we won't go to the hospital unless we need to. And we need to be able to find that first step, and that's where we are here to help those people. We all have experiences, myself and Jack. We are able to connect with these guys because we understand on some certain level what they're going through.
Yeah. Well, the feeling of friendship that is emanating from this table is the reason I've approached you, having no idea why you guys are all sitting here and who you are. So you can really feel that there's something special here.
Oh, at the moment we've got, I think I checked my records yesterday, we've got about 83 registered, what we call mates, so veterans in the local NT community, and we're hoping to expand that beyond we could possibly imagine, because Darwin is a garrison city. This, we survive on military people, and there's so many, whether it be Air Force, Navy, Army, you know, we have so many veterans in our community. But we don't just look after the veterans that have left, we look after those veterans that are still serving.
I can see a couple of people still in their uniform, so they've popped out from work for a quick cuppa.
They have, and you know, everyone is welcome, like those kind of things. And we welcome everybody where there's no judgment on anybody. It's purely just, and hearing people laugh when they say they haven't laughed for a week, it's those things that we really enjoy.
Well, thank you for welcoming me over. You welcome me even though we have no idea of one another.
I wasn't expecting an interview, but that's all right. I'm happy to have a good shot.